V'amnam. Namely, we pointed out that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, B'tuvo, allowed an individual to get into Olam Haba by linking in to a tzaddik and to get it on the coattails of the tzaddik. And that we pointed out that this posited that we have over here a linkage on the level of neshamot between all Klal Yisrael, and that allows, you know, it's one individual to pull up another individual because they're not individuals. But the problem is, self called self, twofold. Firstly, that Kadosh Baruch Hu is emes, and even as Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to be meitiv, but there is a midas hadin. And so what happened to all of the averos that the individual did? What happened? You know, how did they disappear? And secondly, we pointed out, that's just a question of averos, not just a question of midas hadin, but in the Shema, in order to be able to link into a Kadosh Baruch Hu and Olam HaEmes, has to have a degree of purification. What purifies the neshama? Over here, if there's no Yisurim on the level of the individual. So to answer these two questions, the Ramchal posits, Amnam al pisho rishzeh, since everything has to work within the rules that Kadosh Baruch Hu set, Nisdar shi agiyu tzarot v'yisurim l'ish tzadik. So if the tzadik is going to pull another individual up, so then the tzaros and the yisurim that should have been on that individual are now going to fall on the head of the tzaddik. V'yezel kaparat doro. Then we again, not for his own kapara, but for the kapara of those that he's pulling up with him. V'hinei michiyuv hatzadiku lekabel ba'ahava hayisurim shenizdam nulo l'toelet doro. So we find another reason why we would have a case of tzaddik v'ralo. Not because Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to purify this tzaddik from whatever few averos he may have, not as a nisayon, and not as a warning, and not as and not and not and not, but rather as yisurim. But he uses over here to it with play of words, sort of yisurim shal ahava, that these yisurim are the ahava of the tzaddik of Klal Yisrael, bringing other Jews into olam haemes. She is damnu lo tolet doro kamo shehayim akabel ba'ahava hayisurim hayiruim lo mitzad atzmo ubema'ase hazeh. By accepting these Yisurim B'Yahava, Meitiv L'Doro Shemachaper Alav. That we have over here an atonement for the door via the Yisurim of the Tzaddik, V'Hu Atzmo, and of course the Tzaddik himself, Mit Aleh. And we see in terms of his own connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mit Aleh Ilui Gadol, that basically he is sacrificing for the good of Klal Yisrael. We pointed out that in Olam HaEmes, and it's not just a question of getting in under the wire, but there is where you have the real distinctions between those who did Ritzon Hashem and those who didn't do it to the same degree. And so certainly this individual who's going to be receiving Yisurim in order to be mechapir, not even on himself but on others, that's a tremendous act of altruism that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will reward B'Olam HaEmes. V'ulam, we have all these V'ulai, V'ulam, V'amnoms. V'ulam, this can be taken one step further, and with this pretty much we'll hit the peak of this particular seif. V'ulam mizeh hasug atzmo yimatzei od min acher, that there is another darga, that there is another level that a tzaddik can reach. Once we posit that we have a concept of an neshama klalus, and the tzaddik can bring others into the olam haemes, yosir gavoa mamalos ami osir shezacharnu. What can be yosir gavoa than kaparas hador? V'zeki mashe zacharnu hu sheyilkeh tzaddik al b'nei doro. This is a summary of what we just said. You ruim laonesh gadol maod ukrovim lekoya ola avado. And that we're dealing with people who, on their own, would not have made it into Olam Haba. Those are the ones that need the tzaddik, because those who can make it on their own will make it on their own. But those who are ru'uyim, without this ability to get in via the tzaddik, would not have made it into Olam Haba. V'hu bi yisurav mechaper alehim u'matzilam b'olam hazeh u'mo'il lehem gam l'olam haba. Amnam yesh od yisurim shenostin l'tzaddikim hayoser gedolim. That there's another concept of tzaddik v'ralo, but a person really has to be on a very, very high level in order to be able to link in with those yisurim. people who have reached the level of Shleimus Kvar Ba'atzmam, Vehem, what could be beyond it? La'azor l'mash etzarich l'klal gilgulei ha'hanhaga shi'agiu el hasof shehu ha'shleimus. To kiviyachol, help HaKadosh Baruch Hu to get to the goal. What is the goal? The goal is that the world will get to Yimos HaMashiach. The goal is V'haya b'yom ahu yeh Hashem echad u'shmo echad. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings that about with what he calls over here Gilgulei Hanaga. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like the Rambam says, brought about from Avodah Zarah, moved into Christianity, moved into Islam. In other words, that those weren't meant to be the end, but they're to civilize the world, get the world to be thinking about a God, even if there's a bit of shituf which is involved. It's moving in the right direction. Those are Gilgulei Hanaga. There's a lot of, unfortunately, over the 6,000 years of human existence, maximally, so there's a lot of ra. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to, in order to bring about Yimos HaMashiach, that ra somehow has to be removed, it has to be purified, so that tzaddik can kiviyachol help HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the way by taking part of that on himself. Namely, not just by being mechaper on his door, but being mechaper also on Dor HaMabul, being mechaper also on the door of the Midbar, being mechaper on the door of Yoshiyahu, being mechaper on the door of Tzidkiyahu, being mechaper on the door of Bayesheni. In other words, in order to be able to reach a level of Shleimus, there has to be a refinement. The refinement classically is in terms of those who did the Averis. But what if that Ra was never refined? So in order to be able to reach that the world should reach that level of shleimus, of purity, that tzaddik will take upon himself some of that ra. Uperisha inyan ki hinei mitzad seder harishon shehustar lehagat ha'olam v'gilgalav. In other words, think to yourselves, pre-chet Adam harishon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. What did he think? Right, Adam was meant to live forever, his children were meant to live forever, and what? And they were going to live in Gan Eden, and there was going to be bechira. Kfar yatzarech ha'adam chiyisbol k'tzat tzar, she'agiyahu v'chol olam imal ha'shleimus. There were going to be those who made mistakes, not to the degree necessarily of Adam, but those who made mistakes. Those mistakes would bring about yisurim, in other words, and since there is only olam hazeh, because we're meant to live forever, there would be a certain degree of yisurim. And then the whole world would have reached its shleimus. So, huma shahaya misyalid v'nimshach behelem oro yisbarach v'hester panav. In other words, why would there have been any tzar at all? Because the moment that people make wrong choices, that brings about a darkening of the world from a spiritual perspective. A helem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu hester panim shehusam la'achad hayisodot inyanei matzavo shel Adam k'moshe zacharnu lamala, that man to reach Shleimus has to uncover HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He can do that, you know, the first time around. He can do that via tshuva, or it can be via yisurim. V'kol sheken, but now when one thinks post-chet of Adam, when we have the das tova ra, when we have the ra within us, acharei shirabu hakilkulim ba'olam mitzad achatoim al chatoim gedolim va'atzumim shenasu bo. Already we're post the Mabul, and we're post the Migdal Bavel, and we're post Dom Va'amora. Hinei nisraba yosera hester v'ne'el ha'matov. That there's a lot that has to be revealed. There's a lot which is covered. Nimtza ha'olam u'briyotav v'matzav shafel v'ra. Things aren't the way that they should be. There are a lot of people who have no idea of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All sorts of legislative acts in America that go fly in the face of the Torah in terms of the world of personal morality, arayos. But tzarech al kol panim shayidei gilgulim chitigalil chachmasa neflas HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to keep these wheels turning to bring things to the proper close, that everyone will live happily ever after. But yagiu hadvar mahatikun umeyikarim shal gilgulim hu shiyakablu b'nei adam anashim kedei rishatam. One of the bottom lines of Hashgacha is the concept of Mida Keneged Mida, that whatever Ra is put into the world, that the Onesh, the Surim, would be able to neutralize it, Ad Shiti Matzei Mida Tadin Mifuyeset Ulam. But if that doesn't appear to be going exactly in the right direction, it appears that the Ra is overriding the Tov, So HaKadosh Baruch Hu has wild cards. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's wild cards are the tzaddikim. Ugam sider ha'adam baruch hu shehashleimim v'hachashuvim yichu l'taken ba'ad achirim. Again, the moment that we have this concept of the neshama klolus, then we have the ability of A, suffering, and B, being mitkaper. So rather than the midat hadin destroying the world, which is not the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants things to end up, the tzaddik is able to lessen the din by taking upon himself some of those yisurim. V'amnam kevan shehem ba'atzmam shleimim uruyim letov. I mean, we're talking about tzaddikim. So therefore, the quality and the quantity of the yisurim would not be the same as for those rishaim. And in that manner, the tzaddik would be able to, it's to be mechaper with a certain degree of yisurim, much more than the people themselves that had that had brought about that ra and that rishus would have been able to be mechaper with those same yisurim. Shehemit yasrim rak bavur achirim vaday shetit payes midas hadin b'muat mehem. Namely, the tzaddik doesn't have to go through the same yisurim that the person who actually did the averos, kimaruba bachotim atzmam. Those who did the averos would have to go through a lot of yisurim. The tzaddik, there have to be yisurim in order that yesh din v'yesh dayan. There has to be a concept of mida k'neged mida. But over here, the mida would be a mi'ut because of the nature of the tzaddik. V'lo od elo shal yedezez zuchutam nosaf v'kocham mitchazek. And then the tzaddik becomes even a stronger tzaddik. And the stronger they are on the level of their tzidkus, then again it's a circle in which another galgal of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, that the stronger the tzaddik, the more that he can be mechaper on others. In other words, what we're saying over here in terms of reaching the highest madrega is not just to be mechaper for their generation, but to be mechaper for all generations. Elagam le'inyan mashin niskalki la'olam me'az niyu bo chata'im. Me'az niyu bo chata'im means from the time of Adam Harishon v'adata, for all these 5,773 years the world has been in existence, the tzaddik can help bring the world to its fruition, can help bring the world to its goal by being mekabel yisurim ba'ahava, not just on his generation, but on previous generations as well. Ubevadei she'ela, these tzaddikim that are the real shleimim, the real mushlamim, you achar kach bekibbutz hashleimim roshei harashim, v'yoter krovim elav yitbarach shemo. This is pretty much the highest level that an individual can reach, that not only is he a tzaddik in terms of his own actions, but he's willing to take upon himself the tikkun ha'olam in the broadest sense. And this tikkun ha'olam is not just a question of his actions, but also of his willingness to suffer for that which other people have done. So over here, just to conclude this topic, I know I'm a little over time. V'hine kol zeh shezacharnu adata al tzad ha'mishpat. In other words, what we've been speaking of, the terminology that the Ramchal has used in Sif Ches was terminology of mishpat, of din, of pius midas hadin. Mizber od al tzad ha'metzius, kefi amitat zdarev, k'mon shezacharnu le'el. But it's not just a question of din, right, that there has to be yesh din v'yesh dayan. It's a question of shleimut, that if the world is going to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then the ra has to be purified, that the world has to be refined. And that only goes either via tshuva, which is, I can't do tshuva for someone else, only that person can do tshuva for himself. But I can, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu built the world, accept Yisurim for someone else, and that will help purify the world. That the function of a chait is to induce zuhama. What's a good translation of zuhama? Something there in English, no? Come on, nice little word.
It says corruption. Yeah.
Corruption. No, it's not corruption. It's
spiritual madness.
Filth. Okay, filth. Mr. Beth, zuhama umit ametzet b'nei spiritual filth, or lack of spirituality. Umit ametzet b'nei adamu ba'olam, and people become more gas. People become more material. Goremet l'oro yitvarach shemo sheyisater v'yitalem ha'alem al ha'alem. It brings about a hester upon him. U'kefi shehitmarei kazuama, when this filth is able to be cleaned, when it's able to be refined, when it's able to be pulled out, when it's like in the process of hagadah or libun, the marekazu amahazot, like if you have a kli that absorbed kodshim, and you want umaraka kli, you want to pull out that blia. So behit marekazu amahazot v'hi tahera briot mimena chozir oro yitbarach shemo. This is what brings about Yemot HaMashiach. This is what brings about Gilui Shlina. Mitgale Gilui Agabe Gilui. Amnam. But what serves as this cleansing agent? Hayisurim hem hamemarkim azuma bein befrat ubein beklal. And so there's no alternative but to have Yisurim. And the tzaddik is willing to take upon himself the Yisurim of those individuals who didn't take it upon themselves. Vayadei Yisurei HaChashurim Ha'ela mitmareket v'holechet la mikral ha'briya kula mitkarev ha'olam madrega achar madrega el ha'shlemut. That's the real letaken olam b'malchut shakai. Okay, that was the Chiddush Gadol. Now we can move on to other inyanim. So we're up to Sif Yud.